The introduction to the gospel seems like it's just a date. It sets a setting, mentions specific people and in a specific time. But this is more than just a line just to give us like a sense of the history of it. It has a very deep meaning. But what does it mean? It means that Jesus came and operated in this specific world. He came to this history, and he's part of our current world today. So it mentions specific people who ruled at a specific time in a specific place for a certain number of years. And there is record of these people. We know that they lived, and we know that Jesus actually lived. There's what's called extra-biblical evidence, so evidence outside the Bible that Jesus lived. And so we know that Jesus came to this earth, this world, this part of the second millennium, the 2,000 years after Jesus came. In other words, Jesus has relevance for us today. He came in the real world, so he has a real meaning to us. Jesus did not come a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. He didn't come once upon a time. He didn't come... The Gospels don't relate this coming in some general sense that's not really relevant to us. It came on this time frame, this earth, this reality. So as a result, Jesus has real meaning for us. But how can we experience this realness of Jesus? How can Jesus be made real for us? In this time of Advent, we are reminded of when Jesus came the first time. He came as an infant born in a stable at Christmas. As a way of looking forward to how Christ is going to come the second time at the end of time, when all things will be revealed to us. His reasons why things have happened the way they happened, and how God used them to his purposes. So we know that Jesus will come at the end of time. But as we are waiting for his second coming, we are reminded that he comes to us every single day. He comes to us at every single moment. He comes to us, of course, at the Holy Mass, where his body and blood, his real body, his real blood, come to us. And we receive his very real self in Holy Communion. We don't receive just a piece of bread. We receive Lord Jesus as he really, really is. But the question has to be asked. He's there to come to us. Are you there to receive him? Are you there to welcome Jesus? It's no question that he comes to us. But the question is, are we willing to accept him? Are we willing to welcome Jesus into our hearts? Is there an advent of Christ in our hearts? Is there a welcome of Christ in our families, in our lives, in our minds? What we do at work, is Christ welcome there? Is Christ welcome in our vacation time? Do we find a place to go to Mass when we're on vacation? Or do we just leave our Lord aside and say, oh, I'll take a break from God. I'll take a vacation from God. Is Jesus always welcome in your life? Even when welcoming him will be uncomfortable for us, when we have to make some tough decisions. Sometimes it means just getting up a bit earlier. It's not that difficult. People in certain parts of the world, they don't know that if they go to Mass, will they come home safely? There have been stories of bombings in at churches and people going to church just to pray. They've been targeted. We are lucky here in Canada. We don't have to worry about that. We were blessed to live in the relative safety and security. So we should be thankful of that and appreciate that privilege that God gives us. But that does mean, gives us responsibility of always welcoming Jesus wherever we are. Is Jesus welcome on our vacation? Is he welcome in our family life? Is he welcome in our daily life? Do we treat Jesus as our Lord, as the one before whom we bow down and worship? Or is he just an appendage, an add-on to our lives? Jesus comes to you. He's always there. He never ceases to come to you. Are you there to welcome him?